Amy at 97 FM in Springfield, and my show is Radioactive. Can anyone out there hear me?
Sick of silence, let it out.
This is Ethan from LA,
I'm 16, but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the Rio Runaway Hotline.
KCAT, Los Gatos, California.
This is, I am. Are you?
This is No Protection, out from New Jersey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn on the truth.
All right, here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, thank you for giving me your time. This is the last episode of my freshman year in college. And today, I just want to talk about some things I think about or just my experience as a whole. And this is more so a recap episode for myself, just to see how far I've come. And I'll start with that. I think it's just super important for us as people to understand how far we have come and how far we have gone and how far we can go. I used to be extremely afraid of my potential as a human being just because I knew I was capable of so much. And when you know that you're capable of so much, it can be scary to want to do anything because you feel like you're in this sort of paralysis. And that paralysis is I have too many options to do too many things, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want to sit down in a corner and wait for it to come to me. But life doesn't work like that at all. One of the most important things that I've learned is that life comes towards you as you move towards it. It's almost like moving two magnets close to each other. You know, like when you got one magnet in the left hand and one magnet in the right hand, and as you bring them together, the attraction gets stronger. That's a great analogy when you think about just taking initiative and moving forward in life. When you're able to, how do I explain this? When you're able to get up and choose one thing, all you have to do is choose one action, and you take that action, and with that action, the life meant for you is going to move closer to you. And it's almost like anything that's supposed to be attracted to the life magnet will attract to the life magnet, and anything that doesn't belong, it will repel. So don't ever worry about choosing the wrong thing or going down the wrong path, because everything is relative. You're always going to fall back into the correct path. You're always going to meet the right people. You're always going to do the right things. And when I say the right things, I don't mean it's the correct or something that's necessarily wrong. I'm just saying that everything is going to work out in the way that it's supposed to. Another important thing that I learned, you know, my freshman year is the ability to get up and step out. But it's not just about getting up and step out. You want to step out with a purpose. When you go to class, understand what you're going to class for, because it can be easy to skip class if you don't have a reason to go. But I go to all my classes because I like showing up. And the importance of showing up is extremely just not. How can I say this? Showing up is just extremely important to me. Because it's all about showing your face. Because it means more than what I want to do or what somebody else wants me to do. But it's more so for the person that I'm showing up for. Now, in my head, I conceptualize it as, think about our professors. Think about our teachers. Think about people who work in businesses. They show up and they put in a certain amount of work. They put in a certain amount of years. They put all this work into this one thing, and it all led them to professing and teaching students. Now, when I don't show up to a class that a professor chooses to teach, chooses to come in, chooses to assign work for, has a rubric, has everything laid out, and I decide not to pull up, you know what I'm saying? I decide not to come. That's a slap in the face to that professor, because I'm not respecting his work. And I'm not saying you always have to go. If you have your reason, you have your reason. But if you're just skipping for no reason, it's a slap in the face to the person you're not showing up for. And that's another reason why I like to interact with my professors in class. Because, damn, you know what I mean? Nobody likes to talk. It's crazy to me that nobody wants to interact with the person that's there to give them the free information. And then we get upset that we didn't learn anything in class or the class didn't teach us anything. Because one, you don't want to show up, and two, you're not curious. You have to be curious when it comes to stepping into life, because if you don't ask questions, you won't get answers. So I interact with the professors, with the teachers, and not to become some teacher's pet, but to pick their brains and learn everything I can from them. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the work on the paper or the paper that I type. It's about the things that I gained from the class outside of the work assigned. You know what I mean? There's, people are deeper than we could ever imagine. People are more complex than we could ever fathom. You know what I mean? It's deeper levels to people, and you have to be curious enough to explore those deeper levels, because the more you discover in other people, the more you discover in yourself. A big thing that I push on my podcast is that everybody is a reflection of thyself. Everybody is a reflection of somebody else. Well, everybody else. Everybody is a reflection of each other. And sometimes it can be hard to do that shadow work. You know what I mean? It can be hard to do that work on yourself. But have you ever realized that the more that you learn about somebody else, you can feel it deeper inside you in some way, shape, or form? Has somebody ever told you a story and it just stuck so hard that you started to think about an instance in your own life where it was sort of parallel to the experience that this person just shared with you? That's real. And the only way you continue to get those experiences and learn more about yourself faster and more efficient is by asking questions and being curious. Raise your hand and don't worry about being wrong. Don't worry about being right, and don't worry about other people criticizing you. Something that I love to hear from teachers is that the person who has the courage to ask the question is probably asking the question for another 5 people. Now imagine that on a larger scale. If you're brave enough to ask the question to life, you might have asked the question that helped 500 people, 500 million people. I'm not going to say 500 billion because it's not 500 billion people on earth, but you get the gist. You might be able to help way more people than you think or even intended on helping just by helping yourself. And that's really important, because the work that you do is invariably going to help somebody else. I hope I used that word right. The work that you do is eventually going to help somebody else in the process. And that's what I believe life is all about. Helping each other out. Helping people around us. Helping those next to us. Getting people through their tough situations so it helps us through ours. I don't know if you ever heard the... No, you probably have. You heard the quote. Take your own advice. You see, a lot of the times when we help other people, we give them the advice that we need to hear. So whenever you find yourself helping somebody out, think about what you're saying and see if you can implement that in your own life. Think about what you're doing and see if you can implement that in your own actions. When you criticize somebody else, look at yourself and say, do I do any of these things? And if you do, don't criticize them yet. Go fix it in yourself and then try to help out. You know what I mean? You can't be out here trying to fix everybody else up and you're not even the person that is qualified to do that. And I know the quote, only God can judge me, but I feel like it's okay for us to get judged by others, and not in the way that's like overly criticizing, but you know, the way that goes, constructive criticism. I'll put it like that. Instead of judgment, I'll use constructive criticism. Being able to step outside yourself and accept, constructive criticism is a big step and a big key to this game of life. Once you are able to hear what other people are saying and listen to what other people are saying to you, you'll figure out that most of the time they're just trying to help you. And anytime you feel attacked or defensive is because a piece of you that doesn't want to change is evoked. A piece of you that doesn't want to change, it feels some type of way. You know what I mean? Like, it is not ready to change. And that's another thing I always talk about on the podcast, is that it's uncomfortable to change. And it's uncomfortable because the body likes to move in habits. Why do you think we have so many habits? The habit of brushing our teeth, the habit of doing this, the habit of doing that. It's because the brain loves a shortcut. And once you get so into this groove, your brain not going to change. And you can't get mad at yourself for your brain doing what it's designed to do. But you do have to ask yourself, is this something that I want to continue to do? And if it is, by all means, keep doing it. But if it isn't, you got to have the courage to take the next step. One of my favorite steps is writing it down. Hey, write that shit down. Whatever's in your brain, write it down so you can see it physically. Because when it's up there, it get blurry and it get lost and it keeps bouncing around. Y'all ever see like the DVD on the TV and you watch it hit all and bounce on the corners? That's pretty much how my thoughts at least look when they in my brain. They just bouncing around. But when I'm able to grab them, it's like Harry Potter. When you're able to grab the, I forget what that little thing called. If you've seen Harry Potter, you know the damn thing that be flying around. When you're able to grab it and see it, it makes more sense. So being able to take that thought, put it on paper, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's an indecisive thought, whether it's just a question, whether it's something crazy, you know what I'm saying? Write it down so you can physically see it. And from there, you will be able to assess the problem even further. Now, to give you a solid example, I guess you could say like writing down your goals and what you want to do and who you want to be. When you're able to sit at least 1 to 10 goals on the paper, you don't need too many more than that, because once you start adding so many goals, the shit start to get overwhelming. So give yourself 1 to 10 goals that you want to complete. That can be in the next 2 weeks, in the next 2 months, in the next 2 years, whatever. Once you're able to get them out of your head and onto the paper, they become attainable. Because in your brain, that's just imagination. Now, your imagination is very important in terms of thinking and stuff and believing that you can have it. But when you're able to see the physical, you believe it's attainable because it's out. Everything in our brain just seems like, oh, it's up there. Oh, I wish I can bring it to life. But when you actually bring it to life on the paper, you like, oh, shit, I can do it. So have your 1 to 10 goals out in front of you and just one by one, just grab it, grab a goal and go, okay, how can I complete this? Okay, I got that. I got the steps I need for that. Okay, next goal, how can I complete this? So on and so forth. And once you begin to do that, you get into this new rhythm. Now you want to this new habit that your brain can get behind. It's a healthy habit. What you want to do is take advantage of how the brain works and take advantage of what the brain can do for you. If it creates habits, we know this is happening. There's no way you're going to shut your brain off from creating habits. So what you should do is create good habits. It seems intuitive, but how often do you really think about that? How often do you look at your thoughts and go, I shouldn't think that? Just saying, it happens. I find even myself in situations where I'm just thinking, and not understanding that, oh, shit, this is a negative thought. Oh, shit, I'm criticizing somebody. Oh, shit, I'm judging that person. That stuff is not the healthiest. I ain't gonna say it's bad. I ain't gonna say it's good. I try to stay away from those things, but it's not the healthiest. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't just be out judging, because it gives you this sort of, not God complex, but it makes you feel like you have this sort of superiority. And you might be like, no, it's not that. But it is that. That's just what it is at the end of the day. That's the basis of it, is that we can judge somebody so quick in our head and boom, now we got that vision of that person in our head and it's stuck there until they change it. You know what I mean? Until they do something that's counterintuitive to the judgment that we labeled them. Once they do something counterintuitive to the label that we gave them in our brain, ain't shit gonna change. You know what I'm saying? So try to be careful when it comes to judging people. And if you're gonna judge people, try to give them a compliment. Just instead of making a quick criticism, make it a quick compliment. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow, that's a nice shirt. Even if you don't think everything else on them look good, you know what I'm saying? If you feel a bad thought, come and try to, can I hurry up and catch it and replace it? Because then you're going to be more generous and more open to people around you. You're going to be more generous and open to opportunities arising around you. I just asked a friend this is a whole different topic. I just asked a friend what motherhood meant to him. And Mother's Day is coming up next week, so I feel like I should talk about it. Because I love my mom. And I don't think moms get enough credit. We'll talk about dads in a minute, but moms don't get enough credit for what they do. I was watching a movie called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl yesterday. And, oh my God, that movie was so beautiful. I might not cry just walking around or like just in everyday life, but if I see a beautiful movie, I'm going to shed a couple tears. that's just how my life works or how my emotions are evoked. But still, the character in the movie, I forget his name. They ain't really never said his name, but, no. It was like Greg or something. I don't know. Greg's mom was trying to help him out, but Greg wasn't seeing the vision. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spoil the movie, but think about how many times we fight against our moms or even our parents, and we just not seeing the vision. That got me thinking about how you could take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Stay with me now. I know it seems like I'm yapping, but look. Your parents or your mom ever tell you something and you go, you just rebel against it. And then, like, a few days later, that same instance she warned you about end up happening. It's crazy. That leads me back to, look, we can do everything. We can try to schedule everything. We can learn everything. But the only way we're going to get through life is by experiencing. The only way we're going to get through life is by doing things. The only way you get through life or to the life that you want to is by moving. Like I said when I first began, it's everything is trying to work out for you, but you got to be willing to accept it. The good, the bad, the ugly. You got to be able to accept all of those if you want a coherent life. Now, when I say coherent life, I mean just everything just flows. You know what I mean? Everything just work out for you. It's not, the roller coaster that they say we be on in life. That's what it begin to feel like. But it don't feel like this or like super, It feel like, you start to flow through life and you start to get the rhythm of it. And it go from a roller coaster to one of your favorite sports. You know what I'm saying? It go from a roller coaster to playing your favorite game. When you play your favorite game, you don't always win, but you do have those moments where you just start going crazy. You know what I'm saying? You do have those moments where you just start doing so good, and then eventually something happened, and you like, oops, boom. How can I learn from that mistake? And then you just get right back up. You don't really think about it. Why you can't do the same thing when it comes to living? You know what I mean? Why is it that when one bad thing happened, you sit with it and you hold it and you let it fester for so long? Why we do that? Life just a game for real. So just try to tweak how you see mishaps and mistakes. Because that's all it come down to. It's up to you to become who you want to be. I wonder, I'm going to say this right quick. Whenever I be talking, bro, I just feel like I would just be saying shit. I ain't going to lie. But I hope this is making sense and bouncing off of you. Now, on my computer, I got these notes. I actually want to read something. I'll just read the notes and tell you, or read the cards and tell you what they mean to me. I'll just give you some quotes, some quick quotes. Life will always give you something better than whatever you are asked to give up. You're going to be asked to sacrifice stuff. It's going to be asked of you to give stuff up that you love. Them bad habits I was talking about, them habits that you love and so comfortable with, you're going to be asked to get those up. You know what I'm saying? But life is always trying to replace it with something more, with something better. But you got to be able to give it up right now for the long run. That's why it's important to play chess. I know I haven't talked about playing chess, but like, that's why it's important to play chess. Learn the game of chess. Even if you're not good at it, try to learn the game of chess, because it teaches you how to give up pieces to set you up for the end game later. You don't need everything. Some stuff just crowding the board. You know what I'm saying? You can give up one of those pawns. You can give up one of the knights. You can give up one of the bishops. And if you don't, you're just going to end up losing the game because you're being too conservative. Chess is a game of, in my eyes, chess is a game of war. You know what I'm saying? What can I give up here to get an advantage later? How can I psych somebody out here to get an advantage later? It's all about giving up and replacing. You take, I take. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes in chess, you had that one piece that just start going crazy and then had your defender against the wall. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'd be going crazy with the rook. You know, just hit boom, boom, taking. If you know chess, you know what I mean. When you learn, it'll make sense. Let's go to the next quote. If something you thought you could never lose can be taken away from you, then something you thought you can never have can be given to you. I feel like this coincides with everything that I've been talking about. We get so used to some stuff being in our lives that it starts to lose value. And I say that because we get so comfortable with it. We think it's going to be there forever. So we like, that shit ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to do nothing. It ain't going to move. Because it's been there for the past 10 years. It's been there for the past 5 years. It ain't going nowhere. I'm good. And then boom, took your shit. Life just took it straight out your life. No forewarning. You got to know how to react to those situations. Or you got to be able to understand that, damn, that hurt. But you got to think of the vice versa, man. If I could lose that and I never thought I was going to lose it, maybe I can obtain that. Something I thought I was never going to get. Life is all checks and balances. It's all going to work out. Everything works in your favor. Here go a little prayer. I got this from my boy Jalen Garrett. I leave my direction, pathway up to God. Whatever he wants me to do, I do. I trust that he will lead me into a life of joy. Now, whatever religion you believe in, whoever you believe in, whatever it is you believe in, this works. You know what I'm saying? Even thinking in everyday life, your God can be yourself. I know that may be controversial, but you can be your own God. Because God isn't just this guy that strikes you down for doing something bad or somebody that gives you something whenever you do good. God is the higher power that we believe in and we can't see it. But us not being able to see it don't mean we can't see its actions work out. We can believe in it even if we don't see it. You know what I'm saying? You can believe in yourself even if you don't see your future self. Lead your pathway up to God. Leave your pathway up to yourself. Leave your pathway up to the higher power. Because that's where everything really done at. Because in my head, life already happened. And now I'm just playing out the pieces. You know what I'm saying? Life, our whole life, I feel like it's planned out because we're going to die at some point. And something has to know when we're going to die. We just don't know. So now we just playing it out to see if we can get to that destination. And if it changed, it's probably not too far from where you was meant to be. Everything works and happens for a reason. Now, I may be wrong in this viewpoint, but that's just how I see it. Oh, well, these are one of my favorite ones. Just to stay optimistic. Today may be the day that it all changes. When I say that, I'm always thinking like I'm one decision away. I'm one text message away. I'm one shot away. You know what I mean? I'm one play away. I'm one person away. I'm one connection away from becoming who it is I see myself as. From living the lifestyle that I feel like will have life complete. But it's also, you got to have a balance with that. You got to be able to accept the life that you have right now. Don't just be thinking about the future. Oh, when I get the car, when I get the woman, when I have my kids, when I have a house, everything going to be straight. Everything got to be straight right here, right now. And then you can move on. So it's kind of like that checks and balance I was talking about. You got to be able to look towards the future with hope and optimism, but you also got to be humble enough to love where you at right now. Because going back up to a quote up before, if some you thought you could never lose can be taken away from you, some you thought you could never have can be given to you. I don't know, how was I going to connect that? Yeah, so the life you have today, you probably think, all right, this boom, 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 and it's all stripped away from you. Good or bad, I don't know the situation, but something better can also come through. You just got to be accepting of everything, you know what I mean? And when you're accepting of everything, it all becomes easier to sort of work with, to sort of be, oh, I forgot to text my dad, to sort of be and sort of live with. So today may be the day it all changes. You can see that as good. You can see that as bad. Just make sure you accept where you at right now. So if that day comes and everything changes, you are satisfied with the results that you get, or you are okay with yourself. Did it make sense? Ooh, I really like this one. Pain and pleasure are on the same coin. I'm going to just leave that one there. Pain and pleasure are on the same coin. Ooh, the law of assumption. This is one of my favorite ones. I learned this. I'm a little shaky when explaining it, but here it go. The way I remember it is by seeing the orange juice is in the refrigerator. Now, the analogy I heard when I thought about this is, first, the law of assumption works by thinking that what you want to happen, it's already going to happen. It's just, it's inevitable that the outcome that you want is going to happen. Nothing is going to sway it because it's just going to happen. It's already going to happen. And the way that connects with the orange juice is think about when you put the orange juice in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? If it's just you in the house, who the fuck is going to take the orange juice out the refrigerator? But if you keep checking and checking the refrigerator, think about how anxious you get. You're like, it's the orange juice there. It's the orange juice there. Bruh, nobody took the orange juice. It's in there. Don't worry about it. It's going to be in there when you leave. It's going to be in there when you get back. Okay? Now, let somebody break in your house and just so happen to take the orange juice. I don't know how to explain that. But this is a hypothetical. So stay with me. The orange juice is in the refrigerator. What you want to happen, it's already going to happen. It's already in the works. Because like I said, we already lived this life. We just playing it out now through a series of events. We just having fun. We just balling. You know what I'm saying? It's all going to happen. It's all set up. Everything going to happen the right way, the way it's supposed to happen to you. Ooh, let's see. I think y'all might like this one. This is the what praise stands for. So praise, get admiration to the universe or to your God, repent, confess, and change or apologize for, mishaps or whatever. Ask, straight up, ask for what you need. What is it that you want? Be specific. Yield, give thanks for what has already happened. Be grateful for what's going on in your life. And what you've become, and the small things. The pen that helped you get an A on that paper. The pencil that helped you pass that final or that midterm. The car that got you to work. The seatbelt that saved your life. The shoe that went missing. Oh, man. And this last one, I forget how I explained this one, but it's, you aren't who you think you are. Now, we all have this thought or this concept of who we are in our head, but that's just up there, man. That's just up there in your brain. People got you all carved up in their brain and something else. It could be better. It could be worse. Let's focus on the better. You may think you something else. You may think you average. You may think you neutral. You may think you just somebody who just laid back chilling. There's somebody out there who thinking you way higher than that. But you don't even think of yourself like that. Is it clicking yet? You know what I'm saying? So you aren't who you think you are. And you could always be more or you could be less than what you think you are. So just keep that frame of mind so that you're able to be agile in developing your character. Now, I might come back to developing your character in a second. Let's read the rest of these. Just some baby motivation stuff I'm reading is think of when you had none. Think about the times when it was so fucking hard to get through anything. Think about the times where you thought you wasn't going to pass that class in school. Think about that time where you thought you wasn't going to be able to get home that night. Think about that time where you ain't even think you was going to eat that day. And now look where you at now. You know what I'm saying? And the flip side to that is it could always be worse. So whatever situation you in that may seem down or seem bad, just understand that it could always be worse. Don't worry. Somebody got it worse. And that's not taking your situation out of perspective and saying it ain't shit. I'm just saying, after you done reflecting on your situation, just say, hey, look, I'm here, I made it, I'm blessed. It could always be worse. I get to choose my attitude for today. Excuse me. That's really important because some days we'll wake up and be like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. I'm going to be an asshole. Oh, I didn't get enough sleep. you're going to feel my wrath. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and we just blame that. But look, dude, you get to choose your attitude for the day. You get to choose how you're going to act. Now, in life, when it comes to making decisions, it's always like this gap between thought and action. It's that gap right in between is you get to choose what you do. But it's so little. It happens so quick that we don't even realize. It happened faster than a blink. See how fast you blink? You don't even realize you blinked probably 150 times in the last 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Because it happens so fast. But you get to choose. You get to choose your action. That I think that's a part of free will. It's like, it's that small little gap where you get to say, boom, wait, I can do this. Yeah, it could all flip. Your bad day can turn to a good day just as quick as it turned to a bad day. Now, if you need time to go off to yourself, do that. But don't just be out here being mean to everybody because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed or you dropped your phone or you dropped your food. What that got to do with me, twin? Choose your attitude for today. And make sure it's a positive attitude. I'm not saying you got to go smiling in everybody's face and laugh in everybody's face. But at least choose something that's soothing to somebody. Choose peace, nigga. Excuse me. Excuse my language. I like this one. You can't lose something that left you. Because you didn't lose it. You know where it went. It left. When you lose something, you don't know where it went. But when something leaves, you can't lose it because you knew it left. You know it left. You probably don't know where it's at. You don't know what it's doing, but you know it left. So you can't lose something that left you. This is another goal. Early to bed and early to rise makes a young man or woman wealthy and wise. Yes, I did just add the woman on there. It just say young man, but we being inclusive. It make you wealthy and wise. Early bird get the worm. That's all they explain I'm doing that. Early bird get the worm. I can't convince you to get up earlier. You got to convince yourself. And if waking up early is not for you, so be it. Just make sure you're getting work done. If it can't be done, it ain't meant for me to do. I think I heard my dad say that on the phone and it just stuck. I don't know. It just hit. If that sticks with you, it sticks. I'll say it one more time. If it can't be done, it ain't meant for me to do. If it could be done, shit, I can do it. In some way, shape, or form. I think this is the last one on here. Creativity has no confines. Creativity has no confines. Thinking about what other people think is too complicated. Do what you feel is right. And from there, the rest will follow. You know, that one really sticks because it teaches you to continue to be free in your art and whatever that art may be. That art may be writing, that art may be drawing, that art may be talking, that art may be playing sports. Whatever that art is, you have to continue to be free. Now, I'll put it in this context. Have you ever done something so good you feel like was the best work you ever put out? And then the next project, you like, oh my God. How is this going to compare? That's the second you lose your freedom of creativity. Because now you're holding that last project so tight in your hand, you don't even give yourself room to even surpass it. You don't even give yourself room to move past that level of excellency you think you had. Because you don't know. You don't know how good you actually are. That thing you hold as the greatest thing you ever did could be the most mediocre piece of art that you ever made. And not even in a bad way. In a good way, because it's room for growth. It's room for growth. Don't stunt yourself because you think you can't top something that you did before. Every time I make a podcast episode, bruh, I'm not even thinking about the last. If the one I make after the last one is worse than the last one, so be it. I don't care. I still showed up. But I know it's going to cook because I don't care about the opinion of others. I learned that from Eric Thomas. And I always do appreciate the when people thank me or people say that they that they take it, they take what I'm saying in. You know what I'm saying? But I can't be worried about the negative. You know what I mean? I can't be letting that sway me. I got to take everything on the chin, even the compliments. I got to take those on the chin and stay humble, because once I start feeding into those comments, it start to be about pleasing everybody else except myself. Any of the work that you do should be for yourself, and it will find the audience that is meant to reach. If you don't pick up anything else from this video, if you get this far, go back and play that, because I forgot what I said. But still, you got to be able to create for yourself. Once you start creating with the intent to please others, that's when everything go downhill. That's when you start making the work. That's when you go on the worst run of your life. It has to be for you. Because the people that reflect with you, the people that see what you see, will find you. But you got to be able to do the work that's in your body trying to get out. That's why I'm making this video one cut. That's why I just keep going, because it's going to find the target audience. And even if it don't, I made it for myself. That's a natural motivator right there. That's how you motivate yourself right there. You're doing it for yourself. Now, it's good to have whys and why you do stuff, like I said earlier. But ultimately, try to think about yourself as well. And not even in a selfish standpoint, but shit, you got to be selfish sometimes. Okay? Think about yourself and what your vision is. Put it out, and then you start to critique it, okay? And eventually, it'll become what you want to see. Eventually, it'll become whatever you intended to put out, all right? Everything I put out is one take. I don't really like editing because I want to keep that authenticity. Now, if it's something that just needs to be edited out, I edit it out. But I try to keep that authenticity. That is my signature. And not because I'm lazy and don't feel like doing it. I'm more than capable. But shit, I want to keep it authentic. I want y'all to know who I am. If I'm having a bad day, I'm going to make sure it's known. Not even like I'm going to be an asshole, but like I'm going to be like, look, bro, I'm just not having the best day. Or even when I'm hungry, oh my God. You ever be hungry and somebody try to talk to you and you be like, bro, I just can't. I will sit there and look at you like, look, bro, I can't even listen to you right now. I'm so hungry. I'll come back to you after I eat. And people will understand, but you got to be willing to be authentic with them. You got to be willing to be your true self. You got to be willing to show them, be vulnerable. You get one life. Just make sure you're vulnerable, okay? And I'm not saying in a way where somebody take advantage of you, because that's not being vulnerable. That's just being taken advantage of. But be able to be vulnerable and secure in yourself enough to show people your fuck-ups. Make mistakes and apologize for them. Don't just be out here blaming everybody, pointing fingers over there. Ooh, 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 her fault, his fault, his fault, they fault, the internet fault. It's your fault, bruh. Take responsibility of it and boom, then everything will be straight like that. But man, just wrapping it up. I had a whole idea earlier today about what I'm going to talk about on this podcast. Nigga, I sat down and was like, dog, I don't know. Let me just hit record one take. But man, that's freshman year. And there's way more I could tell you, but I'd rather show you. So if you watching, if I put this on YouTube, you watching, I'd rather show you than talk about it. Yeah, and I'll leave on this, man. If you want something to happen, I know they say moving silence did this and that, but if you really want something to happen, talk about it. Speak it into existence. Now, when I say talk about it, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, this, and that. Speak with authority, maybe. Speak with a certainty that you know you're going to do it. Say, all right, yeah, I'm going to do this. And after you say it, then just go do it. Then that's when you move in silence. It's a fine balance. Say you're going to do something, and then go do it. The reason I like to say stuff out loud is because it gives me, or it makes me responsible for that action happening now. Now, I have told somebody what I'm going to do. Whether they still think about it or not, I told somebody what I'm going to do. Now I have to follow through. And not even in a way to where it's like I'm obligated or boom, boom, this, this, and that. If it's something I really want to accomplish and I tell somebody I'm going to do it, then I have to do it. And if my plan changes on the way, then it changes. But I know I'm making steps forward to fulfill the promise that I gave myself and what I told somebody else. You can't just be out here the boy who cried wolf. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be out here talking. If you're going to say something, make sure it's something you're going to do. Follow it up. Back it up. Speak into existence and then move it silence. You know what I'm saying? Or just straight move in silence. But make sure you had this goal, like I was saying earlier, out in existence. Even if you don't tell people around you, write it down. Have it out. Make sure it's attainable. Because if it's just in your brain and your imagination, that's where the fuck it's going to stay at. That's where it's going to stay at. And that on this is a 40-minute video. But, yeah. Yeah. Have a good one, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to my freshman year of this podcast. I'm going to still have, like, episodes coming up, I think, throughout the summer or so. But, like, yeah. Thank y'all for joining me, man. Finished my freshman year of college. Y'all going on a ride. Got to make sure I document my life. See y'all.